Hi.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Kiss check.
1, 2, 3.
Sup, bitches?
How you doing?
What bitches we got in here?
Do you want our full names?
Well, whatever you call yourself.
Is this like U.S. immigration?
I have four names. Blake Anthony Gray Ivinson.
Wow.
Anthony spelled with T-H. Anthony.
Is that how you do it?
I don't know. That's just how my mom spelled it.
And who else?
I'm Stacey Joanne Owen. But if I wrote my middle name down, you would tell me off. Because, no, it's one middle name.
It's a hybrid name.
Mm. Yeah. I'm like a awesome car.
So come on, spill it.
So what do you guys do? Bitches just played up here live at WFMU. Blake, what do you play?
Had a good time. I play on the bass guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And the male vocals.
And Stacey?
I do the drums and the lady vocals.
The lady vocals.
Female.
I'm a lady.
That's what we usually say.
Proper lady.
British.
Just off the plane, straight up here to WFMU. Haven't even dropped off the baggage. Still here.
So got the beers.
Got the beers.
Took a bunch of trains. Quite a few. How many times did we change?
Three different transit systems.
How many times did we need to change? Because I think we changed about six times.
Oh, yeah. No, we got confused a couple times.
Well, you did.
Yeah, sorry.
And you live here.
Yeah. But I don't go to the airport a lot.
Fair enough.
So, yeah. So, thanks for coming through quick. You are about to embark U.S. tour. Where are you all heading?
New Jersey, Philadelphia, South by Southwest.
Yeah, we're playing Death by Audio in Shea Stadium this week. I don't know which date's which.
All over the weekend.
Yeah, we got the 8th of March at Shea Stadium.
Well, since you don't know off the top of your head, where can the people look you up to find out where you're playing?
Peaceandbitches.com.
Peace and bitches.
Yeah.
Because bitches.com was taken.
That was a
fucking bitches
pornographic website.
Mm-hmm.
And we just couldn't wrangle the rights out there. That's greasy hands.
Yeah, so, well, peace is nice.
Yeah, exactly.
So are bitches.
We wanted to offset the rudeness of mm-hmm. our band name.
But the rudeness of your band name, like, yeah, you were just showing me your new release is actually about your bitch.
Pretty
well, he had a...
Oh, it's not your bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was connected.
It was a he.
Well,
had one of those.
Yeah.
But we like dogs.
So what? Tell me the story.
Well, we wrote a concept EP about Blake's...
My dog. He got put down when he was 4 years old because he allegedly bit this postwoman.
Untrue.
Didn't happen.
But it seems like that's what a dog does. That's a dog being a dog.
But dogs don't get justice. Like,
Labradors don't bite. They just do this. They, you know, put their mouths near you.
They kind
of
gnaw.
But in the UK, we're kind of scared of dogs.
Why?
There's a lot of hype about it. Dangerous dogs. Killing kids all the time.
You don't have guns.
Yeah.
So, do you have, like, weaponized dogs? Is that the problem?
I've read about it. It could be an urban myth. Apparently, every now and again, a chain email goes around about how ruthless gangster men in South London are training their dogs to lock their jaws onto trees.
Like Michael Vick?
Something like that, yeah.
They stand on the top of a hill and they hold a rag that smells of postmen.
Yeah,
and then they'll dangle it really high up. And then the little dogs, you'll see them, they'll jump really high and you'll be like, whoa, that's
right
really
wing,
cool.
It's right-wing propaganda.
They will bite on and they'll stay there for ages. And it's just people like teaching them how to bite postmen.
It's
according
propaganda.
To the Daily Mail.
I don't
Mail.
Believe that. Nonsense.
So besides dog attacks and like the dog training in South London, what's like, I mean, our dogs just attack postmen. It just happens. They're not trained to. But what's like some of the biggest differences coming over here to play shows besides playing over there?
Everything runs very late. People like rock
music. They run late here. They run
late.
Oh
yeah, run late here.
Yeah, everything shuts at like 12.
Number one thing I noticed is
why.
I don't know. We have a strict tradition of early sound checks. Everyone has to get there at 4:30 or 5.
People are like,
what?
Oh, hey.
Do you guys not? Do you have to have jobs? Like, what do you do before?
Exactly.
They're like, come along, play the show, and then you'll be like, oh, sweet, okay, so I'll come after work. I finish work at 7.
Yeah.
And then I get an email going, well, your sound checks are 4:30, and you're on at 11.
Yeah, you get there, there's like, no one there. The sound man's, asleep. He doesn't get there till 10 anyway. You never get a sound check, but you've always got to be there at 4.
But I thought you were like a party people.
Yeah.
Mm. When last time I was over there, it was a party. We all went late.
Yeah, that's fine. We just learned that. You gotta be...
No, that 24-hour party people, man. I thought that was you.
That's not us.
That's not you? That's like rave people, not rock and roll people?
Yeah, rave people do that.
Okay.
We project that vibe, but we don't follow through when we're on our own.
I think the best thing to do is just go to bed at 12. You had a big night. Just, you know, cap it off at 12. Nothing ever happens after then.
I think a lot of things happen after really that. Over good, here, but maybe that's
good
over
stuff.
Here. Bad decisions.
Yeah, exactly.
Bad decisions.
If it's past two, you really need you need to start looking at them. You need to get a guru to start.
You're gonna be careful in your next week here in New York because we go to four here, and lots of bad decisions happen after two. I made a few this past week.
I'm really good at bad decisions. So.
Is bitches a bad decision or a good decision?
It's a good one, except best when one? You're filling out visa forms.
So tell me about coming.
Why'd
through
you come up with that name?
How's it coming through customs with a bunch of stuff that says bitches on it?
It's okay.
I feel embarrassed and proud of myself at the same time.
We got to go up together to the customs place, the immigration officer, so I got Stas to say it. I thought if a girl said the name, they wouldn't be as mad at me.
It's also cuter in an English accent.
Yeah.
Can we play it out? Let's do like role play.
This is actually what happened.
Can I have your passport?
My name's Stacy, and I'm going to go to bitches.
See?
Sweet.
Oh, it's so
welcome
cute.
To the USA. Okay, stamp. Have a great time. Just 10 more days.
And then, hang on. Blake Ivinson, what are you doing here?
Hey, is that a beard? You're from East London.
And you're in a band called... What's your band called?
Bitches.
Fuck.
Get back. Get on the plane. I think I have a kind of...
But they let you all?
Yeah, they did eventually.
Yeah.
You charmed them.
I was waiting, man.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
How long?
Not that long.
TikTok.
Well, we were the last people off the plane, and you were the last person in arrivals.
And a pigeon flew towards you.
It was beautiful.
Yeah,
it was art.
It was.
Yeah.
Kind of Ken Loach, John Woo.
Oh, Face Off is so good. So, yeah, going on tour here in New York, in Jersey, some Philadelphia, South by Southwest, and out into L.A. Your second time in the States. And
fourth. Don't tell the people at immigration.
Oh, alright. Now
we try and keep that. All
right. What? So now that you've done this fourth, but this is the first full tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. What's the next step for the bitches?
Getting real famous.
Yeah, that's the plan. We're gonna go to South by Southwest, and we've been told that there's some fashion shows for bands, like. So we thought we'd go. They said you can have a check. And we'll pay you in a check, which when we get home and cash that, will be worth nothing.
Like £10.
Yeah, because so, our money is nothing.
Well, and then, you know, when the banks have taken their cut, because it's really difficult to press buttons,
yeah,
we'll have nothing. So we thought, well, we'll take the wristband and we'll just go full on into all this nonsense.
Conferences.
South by Southwest have offered us, you know, as the alternative. And one of them is fashion show for bands. So you got to turn up.
So wait, you're doing a fashion show?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. We're going to just turn up.
What's the fashion?
Well, apparently they give you clothes and you can go and be on the catwalk.
We're hoping that we don't have to apply because Blake's just going to stomp
right
on there.
Exactly. And you get gifted things. I've only ever heard that word about kind of the Oscars and stuff. So I guess it'll be the same.
There's a bag. Last time I went, I got a bag.
Exactly.
But I didn't have to go on a catwalk.
We want fashion. Yeah. We are quite
fashionable
people.
I'm sure you're looking at the pictures on the web. The pictures will be posted on the website so people can see how fashion you are in your cat hat.
Yeah, it was pretty good. We just had a little sneak preview of those, and I was pretty impressed with how I look.
So you're looking for an endorsement deal is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
All right.
Stuff
so
like that.
What would be the first bitches line of clothing?
First one?
We've already brought out like a really good line of t-shirts.
Yeah, the t-shirts are nice, but
I'm saying
like, you know, 50's got G-Unit. What does bitches have?
Yeah, we got to step that up.
I've got a tribe of cats.
I think it's going to be animal
cats. All right, I like it. Bitches presents tribe of cats.
Yeah.
Yep.
So be on the lookout. Bitches cool. Come into your town with a tribe
of
cats.
But they will have, the dogs will be their entourage. So that'll be black Labradors.
We're going to set up some pop-up shops all over the place, illegal, just the back of a trailer, 100 cats, and we'll leave the t-shirts
black
on the floor.
Black Labs on the door.
Yep, as bouncers.
That's going to make it tougher to get through customs.
Yeah, but it's cool.
I agree. Yep. Peaceandbitches.com. Bitches, thanks for coming through. Y'all
Thank
some real
you.
Bitches.
Cheers.
Peace.